In 1968, at the age of 5, Garry Kasparov started playing chess. By the time he was 12, he was the Soviet junior champion, and by the age of 22, he was world champion and remained so for 15 years. This month, after winning a tournament in Spain for the 9th time, Mr. Kasparov announced that he was hanging up the old rooks and bishops, retiring. And Mr. Kasparov wrote in the Wall Street Journal that his interest in politics, especially in fostering Russian democracy, played the principal role in that decision. Garry Kasparov joins us from New York City. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
When did it hit you that you could walk away from the chessboard happily and never compete again?
I've been playing chess for 30 years, and I was on the top of 20 years. And eventually you have to think about life after chess. And for the last couple of years, I've been thinking about other areas of life where I could use my experience, my knowledge, my strategic vision, my energy. And at a certain point, I decided that I couldn't make a great deal of difference in the world of chess anymore, but my presence in Russia, in my native land, could help us fighting for democracy.
I gather you're currently writing a book on how life imitates chess.
Correct.
What skills of the chess grandmaster might be applicable to governing Russia?
I think chess offers us many advices in different areas, and chess helps us to understand the mechanism of decision-making and offers us strategical vision. And I think that Russia needs now this kind of guidance. And it's not even about, you know, running for president. It's about fighting for democracy, because it's very clear that as long as Mr. Putin stays in the office, there will be no election as an institution in Russia at all.
Do you rule out running for public office, though?
I rule out nothing, and that's what I learned from my professional career. But at the same time, I understand that we can't think about campaigning today in Russia while the entire democratic foundation is in danger, because Putin's intentions are absolutely clear. He doesn't want public to decide who should stay in the office and who should be ousted.
Do you think that he will not permit a fair election to see who will succeed him as president?
No, Putin already has a record of rigged elections, and I think that his only concern is to stay in the office at virtually any cost. And while he canceled the elections of the governors and elections in the parliament, the rules for these elections have been changed. Now they are playing with the idea of changing constitutions to let this puppet parliament to appoint the president.
I was just curious, based on your experience of playing against the best that IBM could come up with, do you think that a powerful computer could govern Russia as well as Vladimir Putin is governing Russia?
I'm afraid that anyone can cover Russia better than Vladimir Putin, because at least computer has no evil intentions. But at the same time, you know, Russia needs a passionate leader, someone who cares about the country and who is ready to change the trend, not to rule Russia with iron fist and not to use all KGB tricks, but to bring the fruits of democracy on my land.
Back to chess for a moment. Since your retirement, how much chess have you actually played?
I haven't played a single game yet. But definitely I will be doing some chess. I will be studying it, and I'll be playing probably on the internet or rapid chess games.
But do you not fear that you might miss it at some level, that the competition has just been too much of a part of your life for all these decades?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You do miss it?
Yes, I do think I can miss it. That's why I don't want to cut all the ties completely, and that's why I want to work on the game of chess. I want to write some chess columns. I want maybe to help some youngsters. So there will be plenty of chess in my life.
Well, Mr. Kasparov, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Garry Kasparov, who has announced his retirement from competitive chess, talking with us today from New York City.